I'm Ellen.
And I'm Erin.
We're your source for sensible parenting advice delivered with a light touch.
We are your girlfriends on call, 24/7, for honest, funny chats about all of the things that matter to you.
We are the Sensible Moms.
And these are our sound bites.
Hi, everybody. We're back. I'm Ellen.
And I'm Erin.
I have to talk a little bit about a conspiracy theory. All right, my husband thought I was ridiculous, but the other night, I was on my computer, and I looked at my phone, and I looked at the time on our satellite TV. They were all off by a minute. You know, I have been reading a lot of post-apocalyptic literature lately, and because my husband's like, who cares? And I was like, they're all supposed to be synced. What, the magic satellite or whatever? Are they supposed to sync everything?
Like, it's supposed to work that way. I totally agree with you.
I did just finish the Maze Runner series.
Oh, my
which,
God.
If you're going to read the same books as your teenagers.
Or tweenagers. That's definitely, you can start with tweens on that
yes,
one.
Yes, everything is like totally very fine. Clean in there. No sex, no swearing.
It's a good middle school book.
Yeah, there is a word they make up. It's like instead of a swear word, they say shuck it a lot. But so, I mean, it makes it not babyfied, I guess, but still, there's not F-bombs going off through it.
Which is so nice when you're trying to pick literature for your kids.
So anyway, I did just finish the Maze Runner series, and I read the prequel, The Kill Order.
Is it worth it?
It is. He's doing a really nice job of extending the stories. He's extending the stories like I wish Harry Potter had been extended.
Like
you know how you keep wanting more and more and more? He is actually doing a really nice job of it.
Like, that would be great.
But there is, although my teenager is actually reading this book too, and Erin got us, and basically everyone else she speaks to hooked on this book, Station 11.
Yeah, I very rarely boss people around with books. Well, that might not be true.
Because we're on sound, the might is heavily air-quoted, but go ahead.
But I did say, and I stand by, this is a book that everybody should read. Station 11 is an excellent, excellent book. It almost got the National Book Award, and in my mind, I haven't read Redeployment, I'm sure it's great, but it can't be better than Station 11, which is just so original and interesting.
It's kind of like, you know, Heisman Trophy winners. It's usually the runners-up that have better NFL careers.
Exactly. I was like, it was just such an amazing story, and one of the things, I love so many parts about it, but I think one of the things that I responded to overall about it was that it is this post-apocalyptic world. This terrible thing has happened. All of these people, like,
well, you can say, this won't give anything away. It's they're wiped out by flu.
Like 99.9% of the population is wiped out, and it's what happens 20 years after this terrible event occurs.
I love the fact that it jumped ahead 20 years, and you get flashes back of how it was in the beginning.
Because you always do wonder in those ones that are happening, in the stories that are taking place in the middle of the apocalypse. There's a lot of running, a lot of like surviving. This is the question that it asks, and I think is really interesting, is that what is survival, and is that all we're asked to do and be? And I think...
Wait a minute, what's the quote? Oh, what was the Shakespeare?
Survival is insufficient, and it's not from Shakespeare.
It's from Star Trek! Oh my gosh! It is from Star Trek!
But there is Shakespeare in there too.
I hurt a little. Oh my gosh, I am literally, actually, totally in pain right now. But it was. They do
have Shakespeare in there, definitely. King Lear. It starts with a whole thing about King Lear. But and survival is insufficient is there's a traveling caravan of Shakespearean actors who are going around 20 years after the fact.
Still in pain.
And they actually have this written on the side of their caravan, survival is insufficient. But because I'm a true dork, I know that it's a Star Trek quote.
I would not have known.
I also know that they made up words in Battlestar Galactica, too, like frack.
Dorks. Thanks to research.
Thanks to find out.
So, I do have a survival tip.
Of course
they
you do.
They do appear to not be having antibiotics in this book. I know there's expiration dates. They should be fine, actually, within 20 years. And if 99% of the population expire, there should be enough antibiotics. So, if I suggest that if this happens, everyone just run to a pharmacy and get as many medications as they possibly can.
Just go, take it down.
That was actually my only plot flaw.
And it drive you crazy. It drove you crazy from the beginning.
Because it was 99% of the people died. There was enough antibiotics. They should have. They had all kinds of other stuff they scavenged for.
I think one of the things that just really broke me sometimes when I was reading it, because there are lots of really... She does a really good job with imagery and things like that. And I loved when they would find a house that hadn't been already looted. Oh. It was like Christmas for them. And you're like, this is just so poignant and beautiful and heartbreaking. And just the idea of things that are new to them. Like, there were so many things that were just old and worn out and that were they were so used to making do.
Yes.
And one of the title of the book comes from a comic book that a character early in the book makes for one of the lead characters when she's a little girl. And just the way that they hold on to things from the past as they try to go forward to the future. I think that's another really interesting question in the book, is that what do we hold on to from what used to work as we try to move forward?
Do you know what this inspired me to do, though? I'm actually printing out pictures for Shutterfly now, because their technology died. Within like weeks. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
My whole life.
I don't have any pictures.
And how much pictures?
Like 2000. I don't have any printed out, I think, after 2000, except for a few select albums that I've done.
Well, and I just think of, for me, how important pictures are to the story. We both do this, but we tell our family story and literally in photo album books that we call The Story of Us. And our kids read them like they're books. And you go back through, and when I'm making the books, I'm surprised at how much I didn't remember just on my own. If I wasn't creating this picture story.
Yeah, there are, when I've gone through our vacations, I was like, oh yeah.
That was so great. And you really do need those little tugs on memory to kind of move you to that next place.
If you learn anything from this podcast, liberate your memories from the hard drive.
Do something awesome with it.
The other thing this was an interesting talk too. So as far as any kind of apocalypse goes, I've decided that I want to go in the first wave.
Anyway. Yeah, definitely die.
I don't need
right
to stockpile.
No.
I don't need to stockpile food. You all can have all the antibiotics because I'm hoping to just go in the first wave.
I'm going to give a big hug to whoever is the host monkey. Be like, hugs and kisses. Slobber on them real good. Yeah, I don't need to actually live through all that. And then I'll give my kids some big hug and kisses. It was like, we don't need to be the survivors. We did a good job. But rock on.
I love reading about it.
I know. I thought it was a really well done book. And I thought it was we read so much. And I thought it was so interesting. So those are just some ideas that we're bandying around. If you're looking for something great to read in the middle of the winter to keep you warm, this book is a 24-hour read. I mean, you'll just...
Okay, if you have a busy day coming up, do not start this book.
Yeah.
Because you will not care about anything else. And it's not just us. We have... we've infected many people
with our disease.
With this book. And so, yeah, it has a 24-hour...
If someone needs you to be, like, listening to them, it's just not a good book to be reading, because the whole time you're thinking, what's happening? What's going on with the... Where's the caravan going? What's going on? Why are all the people in the airplane hangar? Oh my God!
I could not wait to check things off just so I could get to my book. So, thanks for sharing one of our passions with us, which is reading. We'll be sure to see.
Be sure to check us out at www.sisterhoodofthesensiblemoms. You can follow us on Twitter at Sensible Moms or on Facebook at Sisterhood of the Sensible Moms. We're also on Instagram at Sensible Moms. Till next time, thanks.